News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Mikey J, Colin Letty are across the console. We're kind of expecting or hoping that Pat Cohen would be in today, the superintendent of the Burlington Community School District. But I'm, I guess, you know, we are kind of playing this one by ear. We are going to have, I did an interview with John Billups, both talking about Notre Dame and a change in dates, change in their situation. Also talking about the city, also talking about being a small businessman, dealing with some of the things that happened yesterday. This came, I don't know, it came out of the blue to me.
Very much out of nowhere.
It stunned, I think, a lot of people yesterday.
You're talking about the closings of the restaurants and bars.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to get my stuff together to go to
in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it was very poorly planned. I think they should have announced it the day before or waited till St. Patrick's Day was over and announced it. Because they announced it literally with people in the bar. They announced it right in in the middle of the day.
It seemed like a very extremely knee-jerk.
Well, and people that had, there were some of the bars that had corn and tons of corned beef and cabbage. I'm going to guess there's a lot of leftover corned beef and cabbage around today.
That's
what
right.
do you think?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it does affect, the fact is it affects so many people. And if you look at the thing, basically it's there's not many events it doesn't affect. It really isn't. We have a number of funeral announcements that are coming up. How would you like to, if you had your wedding scheduled for this
period of time?
I'm, you know, I was thinking about this. Yeah, I wouldn't want my daughter's getting married next year, and I'm just glad that it's next year. We've already canceled our trip for good reason, trip to Europe and a cruise around Norway. Cruising is probably, I'm going to guess the cruise ships are pretty well, I'm not doing a lot of business right now. What
no,
do you
they're
think?
Definitely not doing great right now.
Hotels are not doing real good either.
I know the Princess, the cruise line or whatever, they've closed all their cruises May or June, I think.
And Princess has been battered, battered.
Well, what other option did they have?
Yeah, and I think the fact is, the hard thing is we've got a lot of kids. I know, and I was mentioning this, and a lot of kids that, you don't have school, you don't have food. I mean, they will have food at the grab and go. They're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
They put several measures in place to make sure those kids can't get food.
But it's also the daycare center for these poor families that we have that don't have, think about the number of people that are think of all the wait staff. Think of all the wait staff, all the people that are not needed necessarily at restaurants anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that rely on tips, you know, and rely on waiting on people to pay their bills. And so all these people that are, you know, waiters and waitresses, the bartenders out there, they're not getting any income right now because of this whole thing.
And
it can be really rough.
It sucks.
Yeah, and these are jobs that are. Like a waitress is the most common job for a single mother under the age of 25.
College students.
College students. I mean, we're talking about people that don't make a ton of money to begin with and then taking entire income away from them.
Relying on tips. All bars, all restaurants, all fitness clubs, all casinos.
Casinos is another big one, not just wait staff, but dealers too, and security personnel. And
well, I'm starting to see people step up and do the right thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there that were looking for daycare. They didn't know what they were going to do because, parents are still have to work, a lot of them, and the kids can't be home by themselves. I've seen a lot of people step up volunteering to babysit other people's kids, you know, neighbors, you know, family members, people stepping up. They say it takes a village to raise a child. And, you know, that's the way it used to be, raising children. You know, the whole community kind of came together to help with all the things to keep the community going. I think we're starting to see more of that kind of come out, people wanting to help each other out, someone out of baby formula. I've seen people volunteer to bring some, you know, to folks that are in need. So I sometimes in bad times like this, we see the best of people.
Yeah. We also see the worst.
Well, yeah. And I think one of the things,
if you've been to Walmart in the past few days, like I have, you've definitely seen the worst.
Well, we've also had some suggestions that have come in, and that is, you know, buy gift cards for local businesses that can be used at local businesses, and particularly and support the local
because
businesses.
Because those who have delivery services and those who are putting delivery plans in now are still open.
Yeah. Many people may not realize that many of these bars and restaurants that even though you can't go in there and sit down, it's still totally legal to
go
have food delivered
food
or even to carry out food in all these restaurants.
Carry out's a perfectly viable
option. But if you're a bar that does not serve food, I'm not sure how many there are. But
there's a few.
But if you're a bar that doesn't serve food, you're just closed.
You got to get creative. You got to put your liquor in squirt guns and squirt it out the front door. right into their mouths. I don't know. It's got to be rough running a bar right now. You know, people can't.
Well, I had John talk about. We're going to play that interview coming up towards the end of the hour. I had him on in our 7 o'clock hour. And John was he's a general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina, along with John Archer. Mm-hmm. He's also, of course, the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's the development director for Notre Dame. So we talked about a little bit of all of the impact of all of those things. And he was a longtime small business owner with Billups Tire and Muffler Center. So he knows what happens.
That guy wears a lot of hats.
He knows what happens when, because the fact is, small businesses particularly are they're very cash flow sensitive, and
they rely on clientele.
Yeah, they rely on clientele. They rely on cash flow coming in, and if the cash flow doesn't come in, I had Steve Ritter in on Saturday, and Steve said we're better off than most of the small businesses, so to speak. But if one of my employees gets this coronavirus. What does that do? And all of a sudden, we could be shut down. We could be shut down completely and all of a sudden, he said, we're like anything else. We're very cash flow sensitive. There's not a whole bunch of cash sitting around ready. It's in inventory. It's in sales. It's in product. And that's the way it is. And so, I think that's, and if you're a restaurant, well, what do? You've got to
adapt if you want to stay open. Because if you can only do delivery service, maybe you have some of your wait staff become delivery drivers.
Maybe that's it, or at least deliver outside. And if you do go to these restaurants and you do go to the car side, please tip generously.
Tip well.
Because there's people in there that are they're hurting.
Yeah, and they definitely could use a little bit of help.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I think the fact that we had this happen, also we had a number of things from Gray River Medical Center. Now they have not had any of the quote unquote no COVID-19 patients at the Gray River Medical Center.
None presently.
But they have made changes. In terms of this, I protect patients, staff, and the community from the potential coronavirus infection. Visitors are limited. Beginning today, this says priorities protecting patients. People under 18 not allowed to visit unless they are parents of a child who is a patient. Most inpatient units are limited to two visitors for the entire time. The same two visitors for the entire time they're hospitalized. These two people who are designated by patients may visit multiple times if they pass a brief health screening each time. And other units restrictions, emergency department, one adult may visit only for the length of the visit. Intensive care, one adult may visit for the length of the hospital stay if he or she passes a health screening again before each visit. Visiting hours limited 9 to 10 a.m., and 6 to 7 p.m. daily, so they're only 2 hours a day.
I mean, they're a hospital, so they kind of need to have different rules.
Right, and obstetrics unit, only the mother's support person may visit if he or she passes health screening each time. And pediatrics unit, only the parents or legal guardians, limit of two for the entire time of hospitalization, may visit. They must pass a health screening before each visit as well. All potential visitors and outpatients screened before entering the hospital through these locations, main entrance, 5:30 to 8 p.m., emergency department, 24 hours a day, Eastman Plaza, 6:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cancer Care Center, 6:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And so anyway, so those are things,
significant
things, but I think that's to protect.
Well, yes, and definitely, like I said, they're a hospital. They need to have different rules with this sort of thing.
And they do have different rules.
But for those wondering about getting tested for COVID-19, there is some news on that front. A story we have on KBR comes through KCRG. A company out of Coralville has brokered a deal to produce millions of test kits for COVID-19. It's a company, Integrated DNA Technologies out of Coralville, said they will manufacture projected 5 million kits a week. And this is the same company that made test kits for H1N1, Ebola, and Zika virus. So they've got a good track record, so that's a step in the right direction, I feel.
Well, and I think that's it. One of the complaints that we've had is we haven't had really much testing that...
And I think that's through a lack of availability of test kits because they've had so few. But now they've got a company that's going to start pumping out millions if they can, and now they're going to get more testing done.
Well, I think they were also worried about people just panicking going to get tested. People that don't need to get tested... going and forcing themselves onto the doctors, you know, these hypochondriacs that I need a test. I have a sniffle. I need a test. Well, give me a test. And they're spending all their time, wasting their time with this person when they could be using that test and their time and effort towards someone who actually is showing the symptoms.
They're doing a test. I guess
that's what they're doing now.
The screening they have is basically a temperature screening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're saving those tests for those who show extreme symptoms.
Yeah. I've seen... They say the rule of thumb is if you have a fever and you can't hold your breath for more than 10 seconds, those are warning signs that you could have the COVID-19. Yeah. So if you have come down with a cold or something and you're worried about it, do that. If you have a fever and you are unable to hold your breath for more than 10 seconds, then that's probably
then
a problem and you should probably
go
get checked out. But if you're not having those symptoms, let somebody else get tested. You know, unless you're in immediate danger or showing these symptoms, you know, just keep yourself quarantined and
be smart.
Yeah, be smart. Wash your hands, all that good stuff.
It's like any other disease. Just stay home. Don't really talk to much people. Don't shake hands.
And I think the other thing is that and the tips of your fingers are the most important thing to be to be washing. I mean, it's a little bit
under
like
those fingernails.
Under the fingernails. Pretend that you're the on MASH or whatever. It's like, you know, you're doing.
You scrub those things up like you're going into the OR.
Yeah, and I think that
there's two groups of people I've seen have really probably the best hand washing techniques is practice those of hospital workers and cooks.
Yeah.
Because either way, they're handling sensitive things, so need to be clean.
And it is, and the fact is, but the number of people, the ripple effect of how many people are affected by this thing, we don't know. We're expecting an incentive package or whatever, something to basically, I guess, an economic stimulus package.
Yes, that was announced the other day.
Which is, we're waiting to get the details on that, but that should bring some relief for at least a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, if you're, look at the number, when you close all those things that we just talked about, all movie theaters are closed. So you don't.
That sucks for me.
You can't go to the movies. The casinos are closed. The restaurants and the bars are closed. The idea is you stay home, right?
Well, I will say there are things you can do, stay at home, that will help fill up time. One thing I do a lot when I'm stuck at home is read.
Okay.
Or also, there's a lot of great streaming services where generally the movies that are in theaters are available to stream online anyway.
Yeah, many of these major movie companies are...
They've released digital releases alongside their theater releases now.
Yeah, there are several of the movies that are in Universal specifically. Several of their movies that are in theaters right now, you can now... they're trying to make it so by Friday you could download and watch them at home for a $20 price.
Right now we've got...
The Invisible Man is one of them.
That one looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. There are several of that are actually in the theater now. You'll be able to watch at home by the end
of the week. Also, if you've got kids, I think Disney Plus is offering a discount on a subscription
right now. Yes, and my wife was watching. She was watching Frozen 2.
Yeah, they added that by surprise.
So she was watching Frozen 2, and so I guess really... Yeah, but you know what?
These big companies are helping to keep the home, trying to keep the home quarantine thing, keep people entertained and keep people happy.
We're gonna take a break and get the latest news. We will be back, and again, John Billups will be chatting with John Billups in the second part of the hour. But we're going to hopefully take some phone calls from you, but we've got news right after this.
Is a college education a distant dream you hold for a newborn child staring you in the face? Next to retirement planning, paying for your children's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear. A 529 college savings program is an option to help save for higher education. For more information on this flexible college savings program, contact the financial advisor team at Two Rivers Investment Services. They can help you plan today for tomorrow's college education expenses. Prior to investing in a 529 plan, an investor should consider whether the investor's or designated beneficiary's home state offers any state tax or other benefits that are only available for investments in such state's qualified tuition program. Withdrawals used for qualified expenses are federally tax-free. Tax treatment at the state level may vary. Please consult with your tax advisor before investing. Securities and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank deposit. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. LPL Financial and Two Rivers Investment Services are independent entities.
My son was playing in the finals, which I hated to miss, but I had a big deadline at work. Thanks to Total Wireless, my husband streamed the game to me over the nation's best network.
Yep, I'm your cameraman.
It was awesome.
Except for how tired my arms got.
Aw, thanks, babe.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited plan for $25 a month, no contract. With a gig of high-speed data, then 2G, on the nation's best 4G LTE network. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Dr. A.J. Friesen from Orthopedic Specialists at Great River Medical Center. I chose my specialty because it parallels things I did while growing up. Carpentry, metalworking, and welding. We use a lot of similar tools when fixing people's bones and joints. I believe in conservative care, but sometimes surgery is the answer. I've always liked putting things back together, making them better and stronger, and I've been doing it as a physician for more than 15 years. Seeing patients pain-free with restored mobility is the best part of my job. If you have joint pain, let me help you. Visit greatriverortho.org.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Markets are plunging this morning on Wall Street after stocks rallied yesterday. Today, investors are uncertain about stimulus from the federal government and some held-up help for Americans losing their jobs. The R-word also entering the conversation. President Trump acknowledges a recession is more likely now. Oil prices have hit their lowest since 2002, and while drivers do like lower gas prices, it's not good for the oil industry. Prices have to be at a certain level to keep production up and to keep people employed. California's governor is warning that the state's public schools will likely be closed for the rest of the school year. Boeing now seeking about $60 billion from the federal government to stay afloat. The coronavirus crisis and the grounded 737 MAX jets are just killing the company. The big three automakers have agreed with unions to rotating partial shutdowns at production plants. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Mayor John Billups issued an emergency proclamation Tuesday afternoon, his first as mayor of Burlington. The proclamation closed all city buildings and offices to members of the public. The Burlington City Council granted Billups the authority to issue emergency proclamations Monday night during the council meeting in response to the potential spread of COVID-19. Authorities are investigating what appear to be human bones found on a property in northern Des Moines. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says in a news release that the remains were found Tuesday morning by children playing in a dirt pile near a home. A medical examiner and Polk County detectives were called around 10:30 a.m. to investigate. Detectives say the bones appear to be old. No other details have been released in this case. Former Vice President Joe Biden has won the Illinois Democratic primary for president, widening his lead over rival Bernie Sanders in an election complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. Biden also won in Florida, which along with Arizona held its primary Tuesday. Ohio delayed in-person voting until June amid the COVID-19 outbreak, but Illinois officials declined to postpone. The virus caused problems including polling places that didn't open and lower than usual voter turnout in some areas after state officials declined to postpone the election. Other races were on the ballot, including for Congress and legislature. Dozens of internet providers have pledged to relax penalties for missed bills amid economic hardships caused by the coronavirus pandemic. A reliable internet connection is becoming increasingly more important as more Americans begin to work remotely and stay isolated in their homes. But such isolation efforts aimed at curbing the virus's spread are taking a toll on businesses nationwide, making it harder for some customers to pay their bills on time. As a result, the FCC enacted the Keep Americans Connected pledge and encouraged internet providers to agree to the terms of the agreement. The pledge instructs internet companies not to terminate service or charge late fees to any residential or small business customer that cannot pay their internet bills for 60 days. The agreement also asks providers to open Wi-Fi hotspots to any American who needs them. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Kelly O'Shea's isn't your average pub. Don't believe me? Well, there's nowhere else you can enjoy a friendly, high-energy environment while devouring mouth-watering, heartwarming pub and comfort food. Nowhere else has that same Irish authenticity and jaw-dropping lineup of on-tap specialty beers, liquors and coolers, and ice-cold drinks. And nowhere else can you enjoy the same daily and weekly specials like you can at Kelly O'Shea's. Not your average pub, but not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate's expected to vote today on a coronavirus financial relief bill. There are now more than 200,000 cases reported worldwide, nearly 6,500 in the U.S. with 114 deaths.
President Trump tweeting, I will be having a news conference today to discuss very important news from the FDA concerning what the president called the Chinese virus. The president also making the case for a $1.2 trillion economic stimulus package aimed at helping American families and businesses.
Fox's John Decker, the stock market is down again today. Joe Biden wins three more primaries in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders campaign manager Faz Shakir says his candidate is going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. He also notes that Sanders is not in a rush to decide whether to leave the race for the Democratic nomination and that the next primary is at least 3 weeks away.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Look for rain, mainly before 3 p.m. A high today, 51 degrees. East winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy. We'll see a 30% chance of rain. Some patchy fog overnight. A low down to 46. Rain and breezy Thursday with a high up to 68 degrees. We'll see south winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles an hour. And mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday night. More rain, a low down to 35. And right now, we've got overcast skies with rain, 44 degrees.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. Mikey J, Colin Letty across the console. We're going to have an open phone day tomorrow as well. And who knows? It seems that things change, isn't it? That things can change day to day, isn't it? Look at the last week. It's like every day has been some new revelation, some new thing happening. We've got the coronavirus and COVID-19. And then, you know, you have two different extremes that are out there. If you listen to Ron Severson do his morning Farm Facts show, it's like, you know, he talked about the Spanish flu and he talked about all the regular flu. And what's the difference between regular flu? Well, it tends to have, it's less contagious in general than the COVID-19. And it tends to come on quicker. You tend to have more. If you do get the flu, you pretty much know it pretty doggone quick. The COVID-19, you may get virtually nothing, or you may just be a carrier. And I think that's the thing that is scary about this. And if you get it, you've got 14 days of quarantine. Boom. And I'm thinking, okay. My wife and I have talked. Well, what if you got COVID-19 somehow, somewhere? Okay. I suppose I'd do as much as I could from home. I'd probably have somebody pick up a microphone or two here, and then I would do as much of the same things that I can do. And I probably would, and the things I couldn't do, I'd rely on Doug Steffen to be the backup on a thing. And then I'd do the logging and all the, you know, I could even do the voicing for commercials and things like that. But yeah, there's a lot of things, and I haven't really crossed that bridge.
Some professions, it's easier to work from home than others.
Yeah, and maybe it would teach me a lesson as, you know what, maybe I should really become serious about all of the things that I need to have. So that if I want to do something, you know, after work sometime, but we did have a caller in talking about the fact that city businesses or city buildings, offices, city,
like city
offices,
hall, the courthouse,
yes, those,
the library,
those are closed, but
to the public.
And I wanted to make, and the lady called up and said, well, it sounded like you were meaning all businesses. No, no, no.
City businesses.
City public businesses that would be particularly city business, county business, city business, et cetera. But the Heritage Center, that's shut down. The library is shut down.
City Hall, the
City
courthouse.
Hall, the courthouse, you know.
Places like that.
Yeah, and a lot of, and the Y is closed. Yeah.
The Y.
Look at the thing, the number of things that you would do, it's diminishing as you go. And then there's this run on toilet. I still can't figure out the run on toilet paper. Can you?
Yeah, I looked into it a little bit, and there's a theory that I think is pretty solid about the whole toilet paper thing, and it all starts in Hawaii. I know a guy here in town that's from Hawaii. He explained it a little bit to me, and then I went looking online, it totally matched up to what he was saying. So in Hawaii, whenever something big happens in Hawaii, like a hurricane, it would be the most likely thing. If there's a hurricane, a tsunami, something like that in Hawaii, everybody goes and buys up all the toilet paper. And the reason for that is when they start bringing aid to the island and bringing more things to the island, they're going to bring important stuff first, like food, like water, like medicine, like things that they need to,
right,
you know, to keep people alive. You don't need to stay alive with toilet paper. And so it usually takes at least 2 weeks after a hurricane.
It's considered a luxury,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
It usually takes at least 2 weeks after a hurricane before a shipment of toilet paper makes it to the island. So anyone that's lived on the island long enough knows to buy toilet paper first. So with that fact being out there, when this outbreak first started and the media started telling everybody about it, they were showing people panic buying off the shelves.
Yeah.
And where do you think that footage was from?
It was from Hawaii.
That footage was from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And monkey see, monkey do all across the country. It looks way cooler show an empty shelf and make people think you're panicking. Like, so everyone across the country, it made it seem like there was a shortage on toilet paper due to the perception the media was putting out there. And once it caught on, nobody wanted to be the one without toilet paper.
It only takes a spark to start a wildfire.
And so because of that, people have panic bought the toilet paper to a point.
And any other, well, you were telling me.
Yes,
that said,
I was
in
Walmart the other day, and just not just toilet paper, frozen goods, meat, just in general things that people like to have are just gone. And if I could have my soapbox here to be a PSA man here, clearly you guys, a lot of people have been stockpiling this stuff for a few days now in a row. You clearly have enough for, I'd say, maybe a few weeks at least. And if you don't, if you only have like a case of toilet paper, maybe wait at least a week, at the least 5 days before
How
you go back.
How much toilet paper are you going to go through?
Yeah, I mean,
no, people are just being greedy.
Even a family. I mean, are you going through 1-2 rolls a day? Like, yeah, a family, like, that's a lot of toilet paper.
Only if you have a severe case of diarrhea, maybe.
Or if you're buying it because they're out of Kleenexes and you use that instead.
Well, okay, but
that's another possibility, I guess.
Okay, I suppose anything is possible, but it's but you said staples, items, and things like that.
Have enough, so give it a couple of days, let them get their stocks up, but, and let other people have a chance.
What I've also noticed is that the big stores are the ones that are out of toilet paper. A lot of the smaller stores, or the stores that aren't specifically a grocery store,
right,
they still have toilet paper. If you go to places like, I know when everyone was running out, Menards still had some, or Lowe's had some, you know, and they might not now. I don't know, if everyone caught on. But yeah, at Walmart, Hy-Vee,
well, they will catch
Target,
on now.
Those were the ones that were sold out of toilet paper first, probably because, that's where a lot of people go. But they also get... You know, they're subject to the shipment from their corporate leaders.
Distributors.
And so if there's a shipment worldwide or nationwide in Walmart's distribution of it, it may not necessarily carry over to a different company, say like Dollar General or like a dollar store, something, a smaller place that you wouldn't normally think of. There is still toilet paper out there, guys. Don't think that it is sold out in Burlington. I see people
just
posting all the time about it.
Everybody just take a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to the first store and you don't see it, go to another store. Will be toilet paper somewhere.
Oh, another one. Amazon, their toilet paper orders are backlogged till April 1st.
Yeah, and I know they're – and we looked up hand sanitizer.
I looked it up this morning.
It's in the little bit of insanity on this thing. And there's a lot of fear right now going through. I guess people are looking at the markets right now. I think people are waiting. Hopefully this stimulus package I'm not sure what it will do in terms of really will it do anything to the – I think psychologically they're looking at having it be a big boost. Obviously, immediate cash into the hands.
People are looking for some good news on this front.
Well, they can, whatever they can do to help bring the panic level down to a manageable level, that will help the economy. Once the panic starts going down, you'll see the economy start going back up. But with people so worried about what's going on, people not spending their money recreationally right now, it's
well, there's a big factor in not recreationally, because right now a lot of times they're not allowed to.
I think golf courses are still open, aren't they?
I think generally most things that are set outdoors are still open.
Yeah, I think golf courses are still open.
Great.
I'm trying to
all these rich folks can
if you're playing at Flint Hills. No, come on.
I assume they might
during the week. Yeah,
might be giving you a discount here. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what, and
I might have to play Flint Hills.
And if you're old, you can actually get a pretty decent it's at Spirit Hollow, but that's another story. But yeah, okay. But the reality is, there's very limited places, in other words, to go. There's very limited things to
do. There's limited stuff to do right now. Limited,
You're pretty much recreationally going to be homebound, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, everybody's got hobbies that'll keep them busy.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for nice weather so I can actually ride my bike outside, Let's get a phone call here. We're going to take – good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Hey, I got a philosophical question for your philosophical people there.
All right.
Whom do you think is more important on getting treatment or a shot or whatever you want to call it? Somebody in California or somebody in Iowa?
It doesn't matter geographically where you're located.
I would say it's equal.
Yes, I want to bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me why not. Tell me why not. Give me your...
I remember back in 1976 when I was in the Army, and I got the swine flu vaccination.
Okay.
But I remember what they said. They gave us a breakdown of who got it, the congressmen, senators, president, higher-ranking officials, officers, finally down to the privates. We were the last ones to get the shot.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it went to civilians. So I can see the same thing happening where the influential elite, those who are wealthy, those who can buy these things, they will be the ones who will be treated.
Take your tinfoil hat off, Jack. Take your tinfoil hat off. This is a national outbreak. It's a national emergency. And it's not going to be. What do you want to bet, Jack? What do you want to bet?
I'm just saying.
You keep asking me if I want to bet over this. You're trying to tell me that it's more important for someone in California to get the shot because they have more money. But did you not hear what we just said earlier, that millions of these tests are going to be put out? There are vaccines being worked on in 12 different countries right now. Do you think every single one of those vaccines is going to be hoarded by rich people? Do you think Jonas Salk, when he came up with the polio vaccine, was it hoarded by rich people when there was a terrible polio outbreak?
Hey, it's going to be one of those things. It's going to take a while for this testing to go on. And in fact,
it's going to take time for the vaccine to be developed.
And Bob McConnell was on with me, and I said, so Bob, when do you expect things to be? When do you expect? We were talking about him canceling the concert series this weekend. He said, "Yeah, I'd say we won't be back next for the April series as well." But I said, "So when do you think you'll be back?" He said, "It could be a year because if you got to wait for the vaccine and you got to wait for I think they will accelerate that.
They've got people working around the clock,
and I think they'll move it faster than that. But I think it's one of those things that says, hey, look, life is being disrupted, and your routine is being disrupted.
And that makes people scared and upset.
And the stock market doesn't help at all, does it, either, Jack?
No. Well, the other thing
and
is,
the news doesn't either.
And don't take this wrong, but I made an announcement at our church a couple weeks ago about this, and everybody got all upset. Well, we don't want to hear it. It's just all hype and stuff like that. Now they've got a different perspective of it. And that's the problem we have, is that people don't take this stuff seriously.
Yeah. Well, it's because we're getting different reports from everyone.
Everyone's a skeptic.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's it. I think that it's just a flu. A lot more people die from the flu, so don't worry about it. But the fact that it's a 14-day quarantine automatically if you have it, that's the thing that I think
that's got people spooked.
That's got me spooked. And, Jack, we've got John Billups. I got John Billups standing by in an interview.
Okay, well, I called in just to see if I get anybody else to call in, too.
All right, hey.
Thank you.
We're going to have an open phone day tomorrow, Jack. Thanks for calling in right now. John Billups, I chatted with John earlier today, and let's go to that right now.
Breaking news 24 hours a day. News Radio 99.3 and 1490.